Okay, and with that, I hand over the stage to Momo, Tim, and Patrick for the closing remarks.
Thank you, everyone. When I created a schedule, I didn't anticipate that I have to compete with trains, but here we go. So I know there's two kinds of nerds, and probably half of them like trains and the other like statistics, and hopefully the Venn diagram is only one circle. So let's see. I have no clicker. I have a clicker. So, as we started, Dinoc, with a little warning and emergency exercise, just to be aware, this is also a physical exercise talk, so prepare to clap or not, that's up to you. That is already an excellent start. So, with that, thanks to all presenters and submitters for making this conference possible. Without you, this would just have been empty halls, but nice meeting still. But anyway, thank you to everyone. As Dinoc, we wanted to give back to speakers this year, and so we ran an experiment of sorts on Sunday and offered a voluntary speaker coaching for our coaches, for our speakers. We hired a professional coach, gave the speakers the opportunity to present their first five-ish minutes of the talk, and then get a feedback on their voice, tonality, posture, and all of that stuff. And it was really positively received by the speakers. So we really want to do this again next year, and I also urge all other conference organizers not only to invest in your conference, but also invest in your speakers. On that same note, thanks to all heralds who announced all these amazing speakers. And thanks to the program committee who selected all those amazing speakers. Now, we have to change the program committee a bit. Franziska already mentioned it in the opening. We're restructuring the program committee right now. Three positions are up for grabs. It's mine, it's Florian's, and Wolfgang's. Wolfgang and Florian are running again. And we have, I think, six total volunteers for these seats. Voting is open until Friday, end of day. So please make use of your vote and form the next era of the program committee. Also, please rate the talks and conference. It really helps us out. I'll leave you a second to take a screenshot of this or scan the QR code, and you can even rate it on ICEs without IPv6. Wonderful. Now for the beautiful pictures. Welcome to Haus der Technik, where we had to build a network. This building is from 1930. So when we came here first for the initial site visit to figure out how to build a network, we found this. We found a museum that still carries STOM1. No jokes. Some patch cords we found are from 1999, so probably older than some of you. And not that much older than I am, just to be completely in front of. But we didn't have any network plans. They were somewhere lost in the time, so we had to do a lot of reverse engineering in the halls, and so we bought some visual fault indicators from China. Turns out 15 MW in China means megawatts, not milliwatts. Which has an interesting side effect, because now it's also a fiberscope and you can visually inspect if the fiber is dirty. We also tried troubleshooting in the field with it, and it turns out it's really easy to identify fiber cuts. No, jokes aside on that. So, as said in the opening, we have built tri-band Wi-Fi for the first time here. And what's really interesting to us is that almost 40% of the Wi-Fi clients are already on Wi-Fi 6 with 6 gigahertz, which is amazing. Additionally, yeah, congrats to all of you. You bought new devices. Additionally, we experimented with the Dinox 17 Open Wi-Fi, which offers opportunistic Wi-Fi encryption. So even if you connect to an unencrypted network, if your device supports it, your device will be, or your connection will be auto-encrypted. And 44% of the devices on that also or on this network also supported it. We were using, at peak times, 35 access points. We got a 10 gig uplink from DTAC, and we're using some of the loan equipment from Event Infra to run this whole event. Speaking of, if your organization has equipment to spare, especially modern full table routers with 100 gig ports or multi gig switches, please donate to Event Infra or just donate money. And also, thank you again to Deutsche Telekom for the uplink. Now to our video team. As you may have seen above me, there is still a beamer here, but we thought that's not sufficient. So Patrick and Chris got a credit card from somewhere and and bought a 9x3.5 meter video wall with a 1.9 millimeters pixel pitch. It's beautiful. I think we had, I don't know how many, 20-ish boxes, each weighing 300 kilograms. So it was a lot to carry in. Luckily, the folks from Neumann & Müller helped us with that. And then we had two stages to cover. So in this main stage, we have 4 cameras, 3 facing me, 1 facing you. And in Saal B, we had another 3 cameras. In total, 13 total video sources and 1 kilometer of cables relayed here. Thanks to this amazing video team that not only recorded everything, but also brought you all the beautiful graphics here, the info beamer and everything. Thank you. Given their track record, probably by the time I'm finished talking here, all talks should have been already uploaded to YouTube and media.cccde, so you can watch them on the train, but probably download them here first. That is a really amazing time. 45 minutes average release time is insane. Shipping other stuff was also interesting this year. As you may know, for the past years, we rented a Sprinter van and drove through Germany with tons of boxes. And this year, I got to satisfy my personal desire and buy a lot of boxes from our packaging, which... Yeah. Made me extremely lucky. They arrived in time. Some hassle with the logistics department, but still, it made it here. And now it's time to tear down all this stuff again, which means we will put the auger into crates. Don't worry, we gave them croissants. There's also coffee in there. They will survive until DNOC 18. On a more serious note, we will start tearing down. Please do not tear down anything. We have already got enough volunteers who are helping, so thank you for that. But you can do us a real favor if you leave this floor right after this talk, because we have to actually get quite some stuff out of here in the next hour. You can hang around at the info point and the meet me rooms. So yeah, just please vacate this floor as soon as you can. And then, for my last slide, I'd really like to extend a big thanks to the entire Haus der Technik team, who have been amazing, who trusted us in, well, doing some archaeology in their building, to put stickers everywhere, to build this giant video wall, which I think never has been here before. Thank you to the entire team. And with that, over to Tim.
So, some highlights of this DNOC 17. We had hundreds of Meet Me sessions. We stopped counting them or comparing them, a lot of them. We were very limited and of space at the end. We tried to push more tables into the Meet Me rooms, but I think, I hope you all could do all the Meet Me's you wanted to do. We had a very amazingly full attendee wall compared to the last DNOC. Lots of more of you let us photograph you and put their stickers up, and that gives a really, really nice impression who is already here, and you can see who you want to find and who they may look like. We We had 27 pre-social attendees in 28 restaurants, as also told yesterday in the closing, only 44 cancellations, but this time automated with the automation from Sasha, so we're getting better here and less work for us and more fun for you, hopefully. We had multiple side events on Sunday, which is great. More companies are coming to DNOC and seeing us here as the event in the year and organizing all their customer events around DNOC, and that is seen with the side events on Sunday, which is great to see. We have over 2,500 coffees served. That was more than expected, and more than expected from the coffee sponsor who is bringing the coffees. So a big thank you to B-Kicks for making it possible that we had already, still today, enough coffee mugs to serve the coffee to you. As Momo said, I think we transformed the Haus der Technik to the Haus der DNOC. It's very nice here, unfortunately the last day. But with that, please remember to pick up your t-shirt if you haven't done on your way to the info desk. All the t-shirts for the online tickets with t-shirts are shipped today, so they will arrive in the next days at your home. A goodbye from the Orga. A lot of people in a lot of different roles in the core Orga crew with Anita, Christian, Ember, Fiona, Julia, Janina, Lara, Philipp, Sascha, Sebastian, Stefan, Theo and Ute. From the C3 Walk, Franziska and Sophie, and from Event Infra, AK and Emily, as project leads, Moritz, myself, Patrick and Kai. We are starting organizing in January. We start organizing with a bi-weekly call, 1 hour a week, doing smaller stuff, also some meetups. Then it's getting more regularly. We do a kickoff, we do our offsite to plan for new ideas, new features, and so on and so on. And over the weeks, when DNOC is coming closer and closer, they are joining more and more people. And when we started working, building up here on Saturday, we thought, okay, like now there might be 15 people or so. And then when we called for the dinner break on Saturday, I think we were around 30 people coming from somewhere, not because they were hiding, because everybody was doing something somewhere, and we were 30 people in this build-up. And that is really crazy how we managed it, that we scale in this way. And this is only the tip of the iceberg. This is only from the Orga, and then we come further to all the angels who are helping in the info point, the heralds. So we managed to scale this DNOC that you can quite easily sign up for an angel shift and help here. And that is really what I love and think it's a great thing. So thanks to all of you who are helping in some of the shifts, and thank you to all of the angels. Thank you. And thanks to you. Thank you for being here, for giving us the input, what to do, how to do, for rating the talks, ranking the conference, giving us input, and for being here and being the great networking, human networks here to meet us. Thanks you all.
So, hello everyone. You might know what's coming now. But let's go back in time for a little while, because my first DNOC was happening in Darmstadt, actually, in a small meeting room. And what we have today, I think we all take for granted. So we come here, we expect this conference, we expect it to always be bigger, better, more professional. And all of you will make plans for next year already, as soon as that's announced and when it's going to happen. But you're going to come here with the expectation of having this amazing event in place. And we heard from Tim how many people were involved to make that happen. And that's true. However, looking back in time again, DNOC has changed as well. So we founded a foundation in 2017, and I think this was the start of DNOC becoming what it is today. So I would like to get the board on stage, please. So that is going to be Janina, Florian, Tim, Patrick, and Moritz. And there's one more person that is unfortunately not here today, which is Nicole. So we keep her in mind. Maybe she's watching, maybe she's not. But it's important to mention that these five that are here, plus Nicole, so these six individuals here, spend a lot of their spare time and way more spare time than all others that help to make this event happen. So please have a big round of applause for all these six that make this possible. So we brought something nice for you guys. Last time, and it was a really bad idea, we got some real flowers. And Anita and I didn't think about how the hell should they get these flowers home in the train or on the train. So this time, we made sure you can get this into your luggage. And you wait. There's more. And so thank you very much, everyone. And we're looking forward to having you again. And I think we understand that this is not just something you do in your spare time, but something you really like, you really love. And there's also three of you, and I really tried hard. Where's the picture? Oh, there's coming. there's three of you that, and I really tried hard with ChatGPT together with Julia. And I think we see you. After the third iteration, I think Patrick got blonde long hair. And the three of you, thank you very much, because I think what you three do and the responsibility and also that you carry and the time you invest and also the dedication you bring makes DNOG real special. And I know you thank everyone all the time, but somebody needs to thank you. So this is what we're going to do. We have something really nice for you and your loved ones. And please give everybody like a standing applause for those three amazing guys.
Patrick, du bleibst.
Nee, Tim mal.
So then we go further, not too far. The outlook for the next year. We are obviously already starting to plan for next year. We want to have meetups. We had 6 meetups this year, more than the year before. So next year, obviously, more than 6 meetups. We want to have them. You can help us and be a location host for the meetups. Email us to the event at dnog.de or talk to us. And then let's see how much and how many locations we manage to serve next year. Member days, they are already defined on February 6th and 7th in Kassel again. So if you have time, mark your calendars, come to the member days. And then DNOG 18, some words from that later from Patrick. Then the DNOG EV general meeting. As we have the association in the background, who is at the end responsible organizer of this conference and all the meetups and so on, we have our general meeting. It was announced to all the members, so who of you is an individual member, got already an email. We will send in the Zoom invitations then later on, and so on. The same procedure as every year. Probably you know that already. At this DNOG 17, we had the inauguration of a new working group, which is great. Working groups are growing. We have more of them, more and more. And at DNOG 17, we inaugurated the Access Working Group. And here's the statements, basically from the co-chairs Christian Giese and Andreas Kimpfler. What's about it? The Access WG is about access networks and technologies. It's about operating systems to the relevant devices, and it's about regulatory and legal issues. There were around 57 people at this inauguration, so this is a really high interest, and they got a fantastic feedback. So if you want to join, we will set it up with mailing lists and information on the website and the next newsletter. So then feel free to join that working group. And with that, I hand over to Patrick.
This is a very confusing DNOG for me. I still have a voice. I slept 6 hours. This is strange. Let's see if I can do talks in that setup. So for the first time, or not actually the first time, but for the first time, we did a full leadership track on Sunday. We had leadership training sessions included in your ticket price. We did not upgrade your ticket price for that, so you got additional benefits out of that, especially for your employers. If anyone needs to sell how to get back here next year, that might be an option. I want to thank Philip Schellenbeck and the Esquire Leadership Advisors for coming in, for setting this up. This was really well appreciated. The feedback was really good. Thank you for doing that. Love to have you back next year, obviously. And we want to invest more into the leadership track. And our thought is that we will have a leadership track alongside of DNOG sessions, of DNOG events, which is based on the theme of from tech for tech. We want to have engineers, architects, people who come out of the industry, give and share their knowledge to individual ICs, to people rising up in the ranks, figuring out how to deal with the mess of management, figuring out how to survive in the chaos wild world of management bullshit, to some extent, but also to strive there and enjoy if that is the track you want to go. And we believe we can play a vital role in that. We believe we can offer an additional benefit, but that's our belief. So we're interested in your feedback. It's like, should we actually go that route, or is that a bad direction? And is that a gap that is missing today? Maybe that already exists. With my product manager hat on, we should definitely not reinvent something that already exists. So tell us. We need your feedback on that. If you believe that's the wrong direction, tell us. If you believe it's the right direction, tell us as well. And with that, the most anticipated part of the talk, I was like, I'm going to talk about where we're going to go next year. This is going to be exciting this time. So I thought hard about how to make this entertaining and exciting, and decided to talk about 27 and 28. We're already starting to look at 27, 28, which then in turn is DNOG 19 and DNOG 20. For the better part of the last 9 years, I managed to figure out not to have DNOG in southern Germany, which meant I did not have to sleep at home. Which is, for every one of you who does the conference circus on a really high scale, is like, I love being at home, it's amazing, but doing the family duties and doing the conference at the same time, that can only go badly wrong. But we're doing that. That's the last stop on our Germany tour. We haven't been there. We will do that in 27 and 28. We're starting to look for places. If you have ideas in this setup, this has become a tiny bit difficult to find places. So if you have ideas, send us emails, talk to me personally, talk to Moritz, Tim, Kai, or send us an email at event@dnog.de. We're going to be announcing more exciting things next year. I'm not telling you where to go because we don't know yet. The other one, Momo talked about this at the opening, and I want to talk about thoughts that we have to go further in the future. So as you might have seen, the cost of a ticket on average is somewhere between 27 to 299 euros. That is good. We want to keep it this way. I want to be very clear on messaging. The student tickets will be consistently cheap. We want to encourage students to be part of this community, and I strongly believe, and the whole team strongly believes, we need to enable them to be able to come here. So that's going to stay the same. Even though that we're on an average basis by far the cheapest engineering conference in Europe on a daily basis, we're going to want to stay at that level. We're still going to have early bird pricing. We're still going to have reasonable pricing. We're not going to address that going into the future significantly or make any changes. The question that we have for all of you is, and we're going to ask that in a survey that will be coming to your inbox in the next couple of days, and it will only come to those of you who bought a corporate ticket. It's like, we would like to propose that... I'm already there. Never mind. Spoiler. The proposal that we're bringing forward is that we're going to equal corporate tickets with the cost of an individual ticket going forward in future. And what we want to understand from you is, how badly is that breaking your possibility to buy corporate tickets? And we need feedback. So we're going to send this out to the corporate ticket attendees. We want your honest feedback. It's like, there is no value in you all telling us this is an awesome idea and then no one buys a corporate ticket anymore next year. So be open, be clear. If that's a bad idea, we will acknowledge and we'll figure out a different way. But we've got to find some way how to make this awesome and at least get a zero out of it at the end. With that, I already spoiled it, but this is really surprising. DNOC 18 in 2026 is going to be in Essen, and it's going to be from the 15th to 17th of November here. We're very much looking forward to see you all. Hope to have you all back. Already looking forward to the what we call Rollrasen kickoff group, for getting this started, and looking forward to working with the whole team. Again, thank you for attending. Have safe travels. See you again in 2026. If you don't yet, follow us on social media. Have a good day. Bye-bye.